tell the wonders of creation's King. That's why we're here. That's why we do this, is to tell the wonders of creation's King. And it is beautiful to have all the decorations in. And again, I'm so thankful for people who have taken the time to do that. And that little team of folks, thank you so much for doing that. It's great to have the decorations. Decorations which remind us of harvest. And yet in a way it's sad too. Isn't it sad that we need to be reminded of God's faithfulness? We need to be reminded that God is unchanging in his love and his care. As you read through the Old Testament over these last few weeks, we've been looking at part of Jeremiah's story. And one of the recurring themes is that people just forget. They just forget how good God has been. They forget his faithfulness. They forget his provision. They forget his care and his protection. And they go off and do their own things. And so we need times just to be reminded of the faithfulness of God. We need to have these times when we just tell out the wonders of creation's King. And so the things that we see around us, enjoy the beauty of them. But more than that, may those things lift our eyes beyond the created to worship the Creator. And that's why we're here. Because again, as we often sing in our harvest hymns, all good gifts around us are sent from heaven above. Then thank the Lord. Oh, thank the Lord for all his love. As we enjoy the good things, not just in the building this morning, but as you go from here, the good things that you enjoy, the beauty of this world, the stunning beauty that we've been reminded of in photographs this morning, the food that we have, the comfort in which we live, how often do we stop and simply thank the Lord, oh, thank the Lord for all his love? The psalm which May read for us begins with this repeated command to sing to the Lord. Sing a new song to the Lord. Now, it's not necessarily a song that's just being composed, although it may well include that. But it's a song that celebrates the mercies of God, which are new every morning. It's just remembering that God's gift to us is new every morning. And so the psalmist says, sing to God. Sing this new song to him. Remember him. All the earth. Not just a few people dotted here and there. All the earth. God's praise is as wide as the earth which he's created. Praise his name. Proclaim his salvation. Declare his glory. That should be not only what we do here, but as we go from here. Praise his name. Proclaim his salvation. Declare his glory. Should be things that mark us as his people. But why should we worship? Why is all the earth to praise God? Well, the psalmist answers that question for us. Verses 4 to 6 of this psalm remind us of why it is that we worship God. And here it is. For great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are but idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Splendor and majesty are before him. Strength and glory are in his sanctuary. That's why we worship God. There's no one like him. There's nothing like him. We look at the stunning beauty of the world around us, and we can only begin to imagine the beauty and majesty of the God who puts this into place. The God who is the creator of the universe. This universe which is so vast that none of us can comprehend it. I heard on the news this morning that Earth and Mars are coming close together. And it made me sort of dug down a bit, because Mars is only 38 million miles away. We need to be careful. Vast beyond all measure. And how much greater is the God who put it in place? And it contrasts in the psalm with the nothingness of idols. of stone and wood. The Bible talks about them being knocked over and having to be picked up and put in place again, and then contrasts it with this God who puts the vastness of the universe into place. This is why we worship this God. In a moment we're going to sing together a lovely song that helps us to look not only at creation but also the God who put it together. And in the middle of it has this refrain: "You place the stars in the sky and you know them by name. You are amazing God." If harvest causes us to do anything, it should cause us to step back in awe and wonder. You are amazing God. The psalmist says it. The heavens proclaim his righteousness, and all the peoples see his glory. You are amazing God. The one who deserves our worship. So we're going to sit together and sing this lovely song that points to the indescribable, uncontainable, amazing God. The heavens proclaim the righteousness of God, and all the peoples see his glory. So as we look around us, we see the glory, the righteousness of God, and all his people should declare his glory. And our worship of God should help to point others to him also. So from the highest of heights to the depths of the sea, creation's revealing your majesty. From the colors of fall to the fragrance of spring, every creature unique in the song that it sings. And again in this psalm which May read for us, "Say among the nations, the Lord reigns." That should be what our life declares. Not just in this harvest season, but in every season. As we go through these difficult and uncertain times, yes, we will feel anxious. Yes, we will wonder about what's going on around us. But we should have that firm founding which simply declares to ourselves and to those around us, the Lord reigns. And we may struggle to understand what's going on. The Lord reigns. That doesn't mean that we sit back and just let God get on with it. One of the things that we remember in harvest time is the work and the patience of farmers throughout the year, who carefully prepare the soil, who carefully plant the seeds, who tend it, who look after it until it comes to that harvest time. They can't simply sit back and say, "The Lord reigns, he'll get on with it." As we look at the world around us, ravaged by COVID, the Lord reigns. But we need to be people who are working to overcome that. And so that's why we sit, you in your small corner and I in mine. That's why we wear masks. That's why we continually washing and cleaning our hands. Because it's just one of the ways that we progress what God is doing. As we look at the world around us, a world of ravaged not just by COVID, but by famine and war, we need to be those who say, "The Lord reigns," and because of that, we're going to work for peace and for justice in our own nation and around the world. The Lord reigns. Our worship, our thankfulness should point to the faithfulness and sovereignty of God. Our care for creation should also point to his faithfulness and sovereignty. Sad that so often care for creation is left for people who have no thought about the Creator. As God's people, surely we should be at the front of the queue when it comes to raising the issues of the environment around us. We should be the people who are pointing out the problems caused by climate change. And we see that more and more. We see it in small things. We see it in huge fires and floods and so on that across the world. God's people should be the people who are saying the Lord reigns, and because the Lord reigns, we want to see this changed. We should be the people who stand up and say, enough of this pollution, enough of this destruction of the world around us. We should be the people who are appalled by the fact that so many species are, if they haven't become extinct, they are threatened with extinction. Since childhood, I have just loved nature. And I love to see my children and now their children enjoy that too. But one of the things that really does break my heart is that there are species that my grandchildren will probably never see. They might read about them in books, probably never see them. That's heartbreaking. And as God's people, we should be in the forefront of that desire to show that the Lord reigns by the way we treat this world. For God has not created this world like some sort of clockwork toy and wound it up and just set it in place and let it go and it's gradually winding down. God is involved in this world. God is involved in our lives. That's why we call Jesus God with us, Emmanuel. He's involved with us wherever we are. And so how we live is important. It's not that God is distant and remote. The psalmist in this Psalm 96 says that God will return. He will come back. Here it is. Let the heavens rejoice. Let the earth be glad. Let the sea resound and all that is in it. Let the fields be jubilant, everything in them. Then all the trees of the forest will sing for joy. They will sing before the Lord. All of creation pointing towards God. All of creation pointing towards His majesty, His splendor, His sovereignty, the fact that He reigns. But the psalmist ends it with this, for He comes. He comes to judge the earth. Paul, when he writes to the church in Rome, says that creation itself will be liberated from its bondage to decay. Creation will be set free to praise the Lord. Jesus will return. He came first of all as Savior. He comes this next time as judge, which will be a time of great joy or a time of great terror. We've sung these words already this morning. Even so, Lord, quickly come. Bring thy final harvest home. Gather thou thy people in, free from sorrow, free from sin, there forever purified in thy presence to abide. Come with all thine angels, come. Raise the glorious harvest home. Jesus will come again. And that harvest will not be fruit and flowers. It will be those who know and love Him. Those who have bowed the knee to Him. It needs to be. Part of us that we can sing with confidence, come, even so, Lord, quickly come. Because we're ready. We worship God. We witness to his faithfulness and goodness. And we watch for that time when He will come again. Let's pray together. Father in heaven, thank you for your word. Thank you for the promise that though the grass and the flowers will wither and fade, your word will endure forever. Lord, as we enjoy the things around us that point us to your goodness, may we love your word. and by your Spirit. Lead us then to be so ready that we can pray, "Even so, Lord, quickly come. Bring your final harvest home." And all this we pray in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.